In terms of municipal politics, all the candidates want better public safety. They all love Bidwell Park, want more decorum and less heated rhetoric. Passenger service at the airport, want Chapmantown annexation to go smoothly, and for Chico to be envied elsewhere. Most also boast long local roots. Nevertheless, there are differences. Three of the council's seven seats are up for grabs this November. The Conservatives' 4-3 majority may be as well. Both local political factions are fielding competing slates, while three independent candidates also compete. The city's sit-and-lie ordinance prohibiting sitting or lying down on sidewalks remains a potent division. Some argue it's needed to wrest commercial areas from aggressive transients, others that it makes poverty criminal. Businessman John Scott argued it doesn't single people out.
The sit-and-lie ordinance doesn't pick a particular class of people. It is not about your how well you're doing or how well you're not doing. It's about behavior.
Not everyone agreed. Citing a study conducted by researchers affiliated with Chico State, Rich Ober said the money spent enforcing it could have been better used elsewhere, and that rousting the homeless from downtown shifted problems elsewhere.
What we got for that $800,000 is moving people into the park, in further north into our neighborhoods. We simply moved people along.
Candidates Alex Brown and Scott Huber largely agreed with Ober. Andrew Coolidge, the only sitting conservative seeking re-election, reminded the audience that he brought the item to the council. Casey Reynolds called it a valuable tool for police, adding that during 3 years on the books, no one had been jailed for violating it. Matt Galloway said he favored it because it was requested by police. A Chamber of Commerce proposal to increase the local sales tax was barely addressed, though Galloway and Coolidge said taxes were too high and scaring away business. Reynolds hedged, saying she was concerned the money would be used on something else. Scott said the discussion should be about reforming public employee pensions. Meanwhile, Brown and Ober said officials should also study taxing marijuana sales, while Huber noted the council majority refused to discuss the issue. Planning Commissioner Ken Rensing said operating a city well doesn't come cheaply.
Yes, we are in a high-tax state, but we all have to decide, are we willing to spend the amount of money that's necessary to provide the services that we all say we want?
Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.